and all of a sudden, all kinds of crazy things started happening. So maybe it's the nature of the topic. We'll see. I started late. I was helping my dad get a job. You know, it's funny. When you're young, you know, dad helps you get a job. When you get older, you help your, when your dad gets older, you help him get a job. That's how that works. But anyway, so, got that squared away, Lord willing, and that should be all fine. And, I've been busy. I'm leaving in 3 days here, and time is getting away from me quickly. And I know it's going to work that way. It's going to just go boom, 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 boom. I'm going to be on the road and that good stuff. But anyway, that's fine. That's okay. I don't see anybody named Right Standing on the, oh, stress in need of prayer. Thank you. Okay, I don't know who Right Standing, unless that's Lori Stand, Standring. It might be. There's always, everyone has aliases except me. Isn't this guy funny right here? Look at this guy. Isn't he a blast? So anyway. No, that's not Carl's face at the Vatican. That's Carl. Nope, that's Harry's face. That's Carl's face. Looks like something out of a bad kung fu novel or kung fu movie. That's who that is right there. That's Carl. That's something out of a bad kung fu movie right there. He looks like Hu Flung Chow or something. That's what he... All you think about when you see that picture is everybody was kung fu fighting. There's Fu Manchu right there. All right. There we go. That's Carl. Anyway. All right. Well, you pray for us. We got a lot going on right now and heading out of town, and we're going to start getting into all this nasty, gross, pagan stuff that I really don't. You know, I really, there's sometimes. Well, never mind. I won't even say it. I'll just keep going. All right, let's do that. That's better. You don't need to know what's going on in my brains. So anyway, let's just keep going. You don't need to know what's going on in my head. So we'll keep moving here. All right. Well, listen. When we went to the Vatican, it was nasty. It's a gross place, really, and lots of esoteric signs, lots of wicked things. You could call it porn in stone, because that's really what it is. But anyway, we won't show you all those images, but there's some interesting things about the Vatican and about the language of the Antichrist. This is the language of the Antichrist. These symbols are the language of the Antichrist. And let me help you with something. If anyone tries to convince you that the Roman Catholic Church or the papacy and the Masonic Order are against each other, it's a lie. They're not. I know that by the symbols that they use. Scottish Rite Freemasonry uses the same symbols as The Roman Catholic Papacy. There is a mother. The mother of all secrets, right? There is a mother that rules and reigns over them all. And you'll never convince me that it's not the papacy. You'll never convince me that it's not that Freemasonry, that Scottish Rite Freemasonry, that all the Masonic orders, whether it's the Black Masonic orders, whether it's the Islamic Masonic orders, whichever it is, you'll never convince me that they don't speak of the same language. Because they do. They speak the same thing. They are the same. There is a secret that they're all hiding. That secret is the Antichrist. The coming of the Antichrist is the secret that they are all hiding. They have a secret. They have a secret. So let's read about this secret here. And then I'm going to show you the secret. I'm going to show you their language that they speak. Now, they're purposely using these symbols to tell you whose they are and what they believe. Okay? Now, it says here, Revelation 17, and there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. This is that Babylonian spirit. It is a traveling spirit. It does not stay in the same place. But they all speak the same language. They all speak the same language. It says here, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold, and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her head was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots, the mother of false religions. Proverbs chapter 7 shows us that the strange woman is not only a woman that is a strange woman, that is a loose woman, but it is a religion as well. It is a strange woman. It is a harlot. It is a false religion. It is a great whore. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And what does this woman do? I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. When I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. Now, do you want to know what makes me, you want to know what makes me look like this guy right here? You want to know what makes me look like this guy? In about 30 seconds. When Protestants and Baptists are supposed to be studiers of the word and history. And then as kind as I can say this, a little Scottish fellow tried to convince me that Rome and the Jesuits don't really have any power and they're just kind of there. Like, how do you erase the 100 million baptized believers that Rome murdered? How do you just erase that and act like it didn't happen? How do you erase the history of the Counter-Reformation? How in the world can you tell me that those hundreds of millions of people that lost their lives due to the Roman papacy, due to the murdering of God's people, how do you erase the fact that the Pope right now is able to cross any country, able to walk in any place in the world with absolute diplomatic immunity, never be arrested for any crimes? What religious leader and what leader of a country can do that? You know him well, Ross Duncan. You know him well. But he'll learn. He'll learn. He needs to keep listening and he'll learn. But what man can go through any nation like that man can and do that? No other man. I got another one for you. What other man could get Donald Trump to organize PPP loans and bail out the Roman Catholic Church to the tune of over $2 billion, or nearly $2 billion, whatever it was, to bail out all their sex trafficking crimes and lawsuits? He thinks there isn't very many men that can do that. Right? I don't know any man that could do that. George Soros doesn't need bailed out. He already has billions of dollars. But I'll tell you why it happens. Jason O'Brien. You don't know? Look, here's why it happens. See these two keys? That's why it happens. the two keys. One being the temporal. One being the spiritual. Did you know that Freemasonry has two keys? Huh. Really? Yeah. Really. So, here is the, look, I hope Ross and Aaron's bromance is over now so we can get back to work. Okay. But do you see the two keys? Creepy place, this place. Anyway, the two keys are found in more than just the Roman papacy. They're found at the Vatican, and they're also found in Scottish Rite Freemasonry. They have a lock. My good man, they have a lock. Hang on a second. Look, here's what they're going to unlock. They had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. They're going to unlock the keys. They're going to take the keys and they're going to unlock the bottomless pit. And their Apollyon, their god Apollyon, is going to come out. The key opens hell. Hell's kingdom on earth. The crown belongs to the key. The king of the bottomless pit. They had a king over him, over them. Uh-huh. They have the keys. And they actually are usurpers. Because what they really want is they want the keys, don't they? But Jesus has the keys. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Right? Hey. So Scottish Rite Freemasonry, they like their cross, they like their crown, don't they? Wait till we talk about this one. We'll get to that. We'll take you through a little tour of the Vatican here. Didn't forget. Need to cover this. Okay. Yes, I believe it is. I believe there'll be a final pope, Antichrist. There's his throne. You like his throne? There it is. One of them. Osiris. Sun god worship. Babylon. mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots, the spirit of Babel, the ruling of the world in Genesis chapter 11. It's the same thing. It's the symbolism of the same God. They are telling you the same thing. They are speaking the same language. They speak it in symbols. And they tell you what they believe. They don't hold it back. They're telling you exactly what they believe. Behold, I show you a mystery. So, hey, here's these weird guys. When we were at the Vatican walking by, security guards with either Sig Sauers or Glocks, I couldn't tell which they had. I think most of them had Sig Sauers, they looked like, unfortunately. Me being a Glock man myself. But anyway, they made us stop because the Everlasting Chanters here decided they were going to have their service right there. I have a better video. Carlos Ortega Rodriguez. Okay. Here for a second. Second. Okay, there you go. More weird pictures to come from Carl and Mary. But anyway, back to you. Now, here is the Counter-Reformation. This is Ad Majorem Dei Gloriam. This is Ignatius Loyola, the founder of the Jesuit order. This is Luther, pictured with a Bible in his hand and a serpent coming out of him. And this is supposedly Luther being stomped on by Ignatius Loyola and the Counter-Reformation. So, that's who that is. That's who that depicts. Okay? So this is the Jesuit order in the Vatican, proving its supremacy over the Vatican. Okay, but these guys don't have any power, and the Jesuits don't have any power, and the Black Pope has no power, and Ian Paisley was just making stuff up when he preached against the Pope and his murder men, and all that good stuff, right? It was just all fake, it wasn't real, all that good stuff. So, we continue on in our pictorial of Vatican. By the way, stay tuned. I'm going to be working on a few different things. And one of those things is the grand bulwark of the Counter-Reformation. The ASV, or the ESV Bible. I'm going to prove that the ESV that all these reformers are using, that James White is using, and all of those, is nothing more than a Roman Catholic bastard text. Thank you. So, I want to attack that one specifically. Very specifically. So that one, I'm going to call the Counter-Reformation text. The ESV. And I'm going to nail all those sellout Calvinist reformers and all those sellout Baptists and others that are using the ESV. Justin Peters, James White, Johnny Mack, and all the other crazy clan that are using a Counter-Reformation text, betraying their own heritage. So, stay tuned for that. That'll be fun. By the way, I'll have to revisit this topic also on the Vatican, because Andrew just messaged me and goes, I got tons of video for that. So, we'll do this again. You'll be up for it again. We have lots of specific videos and lots of specific things that we'll use. And we'll be doing a documentary on the Vatican, I'm sure. So here's another look at Ad Majorem Dei Gloriam, the Jesuit order, the nasty, perverted, devilish, wicked Loyola. Anyway, so I'll go one further to say I don't think Jeff Durbin or James White are saved. I don't think either one of them are Christian. And it's not because they don't use the King James Bible either. But that's because I'm mean. Hey, Christians sin, and we have to repent of that sin when we do wrong. I've had to. All of us have to. But when you sit there and you do wrong and you laugh about it and you enjoy it, and you have sermons with and podcasts with sexual innuendos in them, I have no reason to believe you're a Christian. You're not even sorry for what you've done. When God's people sin, they grieve over it. They hate it. They never want to do it again. That doesn't mean they don't fail. They don't like it, though, and they sure don't brag about it. Amen. Like Jeff Durbin and his stinking nasty group of heathens. Okay, anyway. You know, okay, we'll keep going. Anyway, make sure this isn't glitching out on me, man. This thing's been acting funny lately. I'm keeping an eye on this. There you go. Okay. That's back to Carl. Oh, by the way, here's the dragon. Remember the dragon? Here's the two keys. Here's the dragon. Hey, I got something for you. Check it out. Here it is. That's what I was looking for. How about this? And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. Ready? There it is. There's the two keys for authority. Temporal power, spiritual power. Look. Great authority. That's the seal of their authority. Right there. I don't have a problem with dragons. I have a problem when dragons are used for that purpose. You have all kinds of symbols. Many that we don't really have a time to really get into yet. There's your keys and there's your crown. There's your cross and there's your crown. In the York Rite cross and crown of Freemasonry, the Knights Templar, which we're going to get into, by the way. Here's what I thought was really interesting. When you study these symbols and you look at them and you just do like a cross reference of them, there's some things that you find out that are fascinating. Let me find it here. I want you to look at the Red Cross of Constantine. Okay, I got to give you a history lesson. Okay? So I'm at the Colosseum. And this Italian man looks at me. Looks at us in our group. And he said, Americans don't know how to speak English. So, he asked an English lady. He said to the English lady, he said, how do you say Valentine? You don't say Valentine. So how do you say Constantine? Not Constantine. So it is Constantine. That's what he said to me. And I was like, look, don't you know I'm a knuckle dragon white dude from America? We don't care how we say stuff. We just say it. I don't speak proper English. I speak American. And like I said to Hari, don't forget, Harry, we won. Ah, that was funny. Erica. Right. Okay, now, let's talk about this cross. The cross of Constantine. Do it. And here's the reason why. Because there are in the Masonic order the same things that you find in the Catholic order. The same crosses. The same symbolism. I thought it was interesting that here you have in Freemasonry, the Masonic and military order of the Red Cross of Constantine, and the appendant orders of the Holy Sepulchre and of the Saint John the Evangelist, a Christian fraternal order of Freemasonry. Candidates for the order must already be members of Craft Freemasonry and Royal Arch Freemasonry. They must also be members of the Christian religion and proclaim their belief in the Christian doctrine of the Holy Trinity. Liars! Their trinity is Isis, Horus, and Set. It is not the trinity of the scriptures. It is not the God of the Bible. I have a question for you. Why is the founder of the Holy Roman Catholic, unholy, Roman Catholic Empire, Constantine? Why is he the benchmark and the leader of the Masonic Order? Of this Masonic Order. I'll tell you why. Because he is Pontifex Maximus. He is the ruler and the leader of all religions. Just like you've seen at the coronation of the king, that he is the guardian or the Lord protector of the faiths. Hear the hiss of the serpent? Because they are Antichrist. They mix Christianity with heathenism. That's what they do. That's what the Vatican does. The Church of England is pagan. It is heathen. The Church of England is the same as the Church of Rome. The Church of England, the head of the Church of England is a king. The head of the Church of Rome is a king. Pontifex Maximus. He is Caesar. He is Caesar. They are the same. So the Red Cross of Constantine, or more formally, the Masonic Military Order of the Red Cross of Constantine. The Masonic and Military Order of the Red Cross of Constantine is a third degree order of Masonry with its appendant orders. A total of 5 degrees are conferred within this system. Installation as a Knight of the Red Cross of Constantine is admission to the order's first degree. There are 2 more degrees which follow, and also 2 other distinct orders of Masonry, both Christian in character. There's no such thing as Christian Freemasonry. That is Antichrist. That is the Pope's religion. That is the papacy's form. That is Constantine's form of religion. Constantine was not a Christian. Constantine was Antichrist. Constantine was the leader of all religions in Rome and the Roman Empire. So is the title Pontifex Maximus. Pontifex Maximus, the head of the religion, the head of the mysteries, the head of Babylon, Mystery Babylon the Great. That's who Constantine was. Why do you think the Roman Catholic Church tried to take a phony document, kind of like Vaticanus and Sinaiticus, kind of like Origen's pseudographa, whatever you call it. It's all fake anyway. Origen's text, the Hexapla. All these phony documents, and they tried to take the donation of Constantine to say the Pope owned everything in the Roman Catholic Empire. So the first degree of the Order of the Red Cross. Look familiar? Look familiar? Huh? On admission to the order, a member becomes a Knight Mason. A knight? You mean like a Knight Templar? You mean like fighting the Pope's Crusades? Ah. You mean like part of an order under the mystery religion? Yeah, and they all have the symbols. The crown and the cross. Like Rosicrucianism? Yes. Like that. Like the Crusades? Yes. Like that. All the members of the royal families are involved in Freemasonry. Just like all the blacks in America, the high level blacks that are wealthy are all part of that Albert's Freemasonry or whatever his name is. I don't remember his name. Prince Albert Nican or whatever it is. I can't remember his name. And just like in Islam, they are brother Freemasons. Just like the sheiks, just like the oil sheiks are Freemasons, all working together. On admission to the order, the admission to the order member becomes a Knight Mason or a Knight of the Red Cross of Constantine. Well, what would any Christian want to be part of an order of Constantine? Why would any Christian want to be a part of that? It's not biblical Christianity, so why would they want anything to do with it? What does it stand for? Antichrist religion. They're all holding the secret. It's a secret. And they don't want you to know what the secret is. What is the secret? It's the secret. They're hiding him. Prince Hall, thanks. Not Prince Albert Nican. Prince Hall, thank you. Ross Duncan, how do you know you ain't even from America? But here we go. The ceremony is short and simple. It says the ceremony is known as installation and is performed in a conclave. A conclave is a regular unit of this order and the name for an assembly of members of the order's first degree. The ceremony is short and simple but teaches valuable moral lessons to the candidate. Listen, based upon the story of the Roman Emperor Constantine the Great. Wait a minute. So the popes, you know, they take their lineage from Constantine. The religious order of Freemasonry takes their lineage from Constantine. Constantine was known to take heathen religions and change the names of heathen religions. And just place Christian names on them. His mother traveled all around the Middle East, collecting artifacts. Collecting artifacts, collecting things, and bringing them back to Constantine! Huh. Interesting. So, you think there might be something to that? Maybe. Maybe just a little bit. There might be something to that. Secret. Maybe. I don't want to go out on a limb and say this, but it's like they're saying the same thing. I think maybe they're saying the same thing that El Papa's saying up in Rome. I think they're saying the same thing as Freemasons are saying. You think they're saying the same thing as Helena Blavatsky is saying? I think they're saying the same thing as the
the other mystery religions are saying? Yeah. That doesn't mean they all like each other. They all say the same thing. Teaches valuable moral lessons to the candidate based upon the story of the Roman Emperor Constantine the Great. You don't think I want to learn any lessons from a man that killed his own son, that murdered his own son, that murdered people. And that wasn't even a Christian, never got saved, never had a testimony. He saw a flaming cross and he said, conquer. You mean this cross? Constantine's. So the second degree, priest mason, or installed Eusebius. On election to serve as a viceroy, the second in command of a conclave, a member must be admitted to the second degree, by which ceremony he becomes the venerable priest mason, or an installed Eusebius. The ceremony is performed in a college of priest masons. A college is the name for an assembly of members of the order. Second degree, the ceremony is highly spiritual in nature and incorporates more overtly religious symbolism and ritual. Having received this degree, the installed Eusebius, or priest mason, is entitled to serve as a viceroy in his own or any other conclave or college. In general, this degree may only be conferred on those elected to serve as a viceroy of a conclave, though exceptions are possible. So in other words, are you saying this is like Eusebius, Constantine's boyfriend? You know, the guy that wrote all this flowery speech about Constantine? Eusebius, who wrote the history of Constantine with his man crush he had on Constantine and wrote all the flowery speech? And he was. It sounded, sorry. I'll have to read it. But it's so stupid. He has this bromance going with Constantine, and he talks about his majesty this walked in the room and all this other stuff. And it was like, okay, sound. But anyway, so he was, and you know, they were a bunch of heretics anyway. They didn't believe the gospel. They didn't believe the Bible. They didn't even believe the scriptures. Anyway, we won't go into any further in that. The third degree, on election to serve as sovereign, the leader of a conclave, a member must be admitted to the third degree, by which ceremony he becomes a perfect prince mason. Ceremony is performed in a senate of princes mason. A senate is the name for an assembly of members of the order's third degree. Having received this degree, the prince mason is entitled to serve as sovereign in his own or any other conclave or senate, except by dispensation this is only ever conferred to those elected as. As with all Masonic degrees, it may only be conferred on a person once, therefore, a person becomes sovereign for a second time, or in a different conclave would be appointed and installed into office. It would not go for a second time. I thought this was interesting. Again, we're going to get back to the Vatican and look at these symbols. We're never going to get through all of this. We have about an hour to go or so. I don't even know. Yep, about an hour to go here, and then we'll cut it off, and we'll pick it back up when I come back, probably. I don't think I'll have time. This symbol's. But that's okay. We'll pick it up again because Andrew's got a ton of video for me. So when I get back, we'll pick up another broadcast on. And we'll look at all of those other things. Got some time here. Going. All right? So. There. Okay, good. I thought this was interesting. Two additional Christian orders of Masonry are under the control of the Grand Imperial Conclave's national ruling bodies of the Red Cross of Constantine. One is the Order of the Holy Sepulchre, and the other is the Order of St. John the Evangelist. Each of these orders consists of a single degree or ceremony, and although the two orders are conferred separately, they are usually conferred on the same day. One straight after the other, it is a rule of most jurisdictions that a member of the first degree of the Red Cross of Constantine must be subsequently take these two appendant orders before he may be considered qualified to proceed to the second and third degrees of the Red Cross of Constantine. Look at this one. This Masonic order, the Order of the Holy Sepulchre, should not be confused with the identity named Order of the Holy Sepulchre within the Roman Catholic Church. Why not, you might ask? Isn't it the same thing? Indeed, my friend, I believe it is the same thing. Right? I believe it is the same thing. So, why is it the same thing, you might ask? And I ask, why not? Roman Catholicism is the mother of Freemasonry. I'm going to say that again. Roman Catholicism is the mother of Freemasonry. Although both orders recall the same historical events, what? Wait, let me read this again to you. Are you ready? Let me do this again. The Masonic order should not be confused with the identical name of named Order of the Holy Sepulchre within the Roman Catholic Church. Although both orders recall the same historical events, there is no actual connection between them. Huh? Huh? This is where we use the universal word that I taught Mary. Nuh-uh. Nuh-uh. Somebody's lying. Although both orders recall the same historical events, there's no actual connection between them. The Masonic Order of the Holy Sepulchre has a long and complex ritual of symbolic meaning, based upon the legend of knights guarding the supposed place of burial of Jesus Christ. Both the Masonic and ecclesiastical orders take the Jerusalem cross as their symbol. Wait a minute here. Did you just say that both these orders take the Jerusalem cross? This one right here. They take this one right here as their official symbol. But they ain't got nothing to do with each other. Y'all expect me to believe that? Yeah, they actually do expect you to believe that. Pay no attention to the same symbol that both of us are using. Well, what are they doing that for? It says here, both the Masonic and ecclesiastical orders take the Jerusalem cross as their symbol, but whereas the ecclesiastical order displays this cross in red on a white shield, the Masonic order displays the cross with a circle set at the center of a cross, potent. That. Okay. The badge is, okay, so then it says here, the Masonic order displays the cross within a circle set at the center of a cross potent on the jewel medal of the order. This badge is further enclosed within a black and gold lozenge. What in the world is that? That sounds like a cough drop. A meeting of the Order of the Holy Sepulchre takes place in a sanctuary. The presiding officer is called the prelate. Wait, Steve Durding, I haven't seen you, Cornell. I ain't seen you for over a month. Where you been hiding out at, huh? Come on here, just throwing some comments my way, and then I won't see you again for another 2 or 3 years. I see how you are. Hey. The Order of St. John the Evangelist. The order is conferred in a short ceremony of an overtly Christian character. Common for the Order of St. John the Evangelist to be conferred on the same day as the Order of the Holy Sepulchre. The jewel of the Order of John the Evangelist features a silver eagle with its wings extended, which a crown is added. Oh. Like this. So, like this. Don't say. Yes. Double-headed phoenix. Look. Order of the Secret Monitor. Order of Night Masons. Order of Royal and Select Masters. See. Order of Holy Wisdom. Order of St. Thomas of Aquin. Order of the Knights Beneficent of the Holy City. They got all kinds of orders, don't they? Rosicrucians. Ancient and accepted rite of Freemasonry. Order of the Holy Royal Arch. Okay. Go. Oh! That's a little weird, isn't it? He thinks we better switch off of this real quick. Here is the cross. York Rite Cross and Crown of Freemasonry, the Knights Templar. There is the cross and the crown. Let's go back to the Vatican now. There's the dragon. Look. What's that phoenix doing up there anyway? How come that thing's up there on the top like that anyway? What's going on with that? They put that bird up there for it. Ross gave you a bird. Crap, unleaded. Look, if I go past 4 o'clock, I'm charging double. Okay, let's see here. We go. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the Great is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. That's it. My wife is threatening me with supper being late, so I stay online. This is not going well for me. And Jessica is willing to pay double. Here we go. Ooh, what's that? I don't reckon none of this is an accident, do you? I'm going to be studying these symbols for a very long time. Because they are doing this on purpose. This was all done specifically and for a reason. This is like the mother of mysteries. Anyway, we'll do another broadcast on this. This is not going to be the only one. And yes, I am going to go to about 4:30. But it's not going to be the only one, because there's going to be more. There's so much here. That because it's a revealer, okay? I do have that, Aaron. I do have that. I'll use that for my second broadcast. You gave me two of them. It's a set. Very rare. Very old set. Yes, I do have it, Aaron. Every time they show Christ, or a depiction of Christ, he is always on the cross. Never victorious in that sense, but always on the cross being slain. And always naked. Always naked. This is the Vatican outside. This is outside the buildings in St. Peter's Square. I thought I counted these men up here once. 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 11, 12. I think there was another. Look at the crown. See the crown at the top? There it is. There's the keys. You have the keys and you have the crown right there. He's just... This speaks of the supremacy of the Pope and the papacy. It speaks of the keys are the keys to whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. So what the Pope believes with the keys, he believes with the keys that if he tells you that you're going to hell, then you're going to hell. That's his power to bind and to loose. The power, he believes that he has the power to throw men into hell. That's what they believe about the keys. That's what the Pope believes. That's not what the Bible says. I'll show you what the Bible says about the loosing and binding. Here it is. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. This is speaking of a local church order. It's speaking of the releasing of church members or the releasing of people in and out of your church, the binding of members in and out of the church. It is not speaking of eternal life through Jesus Christ. It's not speaking of people losing their salvation by the power of a church. That's what he believes it is. He believes he has power. To do that. Which he does not, by the way. No man has power to kick anyone out of heaven. No man has that power. Power is of the Lord. Amen. Now, the obelisk stands for many things. I don't even know if we'll get to that today, but we're going to keep going. We're not going to get into too specific of things because there are children that watch this. We are going to keep it very clean. Our words to be very clean and pure. Because we do not want to defile anyone with them. I'm very sensitive to the fact that young people watch this program, they listen to it. I don't want to say anything that will be defiling to them. Very careful with how I speak about. Okay? There are families and children that listen to me. You might have been being careful how you do it, but I have to be extra careful because people watch everything I do and everything I say. So I am extra sensitive having five daughters and two sons and a plethora of people that follow and listen. So I have to be careful. See. It's interesting. It looks awful familiar to a symbol that we've seen before. Oh, by the way, these are the actual crosses. You can see these are the Crusader crosses, right? And These are the actual, you see the cross, you see the crown, you see the symbols. So here you have two naked baby cherubs that are up here that thank God we can't get any clearer. Pictures of, and we don't want any clear of, but there is the cross, and there is, by the way, I believe that these are the images of abomination. That's what they are. We'll get to the chambers of imagery also, and look at. Let's go to Ezekiel chapter 8, because God was showing that there are some of these images that he hates. And it came to pass in the sixth year, sixth month, in the fifth day of the month, as I sat in mine house, and the elders of Judah sat before me, that the hand of the Lord God fell there on me. And I beheld, and lo, a likeness as the appearance of fire, from the appearance of his loins, even downward fire, from his loins even upward, as the appearance of brightness, as the color of amber. And he put forth the form of a hand, and he took me by a lock of mine head, and the Spirit lifted me up between the earth and the heaven, and brought me in the visions of God to Jerusalem, to the door of the inner gate that looketh toward the north. There was the seat of the image of jealousy, which provoketh to jealousy. They're images, right? They're images that God hated. Right? That God hated. And behold, the glory of the God of Israel was there according to the vision that I saw in the plain. Then said he unto me, Son of man, lift up thine eyes now the way toward the north. So I lifted up mine eyes the way toward the north, and behold, northward at the gate of the altar, this image of jealousy in the entry. He said furthermore unto me, Son of man, so seest thou what they do, even the great abominations that the house of Israel committeth here, that I should go far off from my sanctuary? But turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations. And he brought me to the door of the court, and when I looked, behold, a hole in the wall. Then said he unto me, Son of man, dig now in the wall. And when I had digged in the wall, behold, a door. He said unto me, go in. Behold the wicked abominations that they do here. And so I went in and saw, and behold, every form of creeping things, and abominable beasts, and the idols of the house of Israel portrayed upon the wall round about. And there stood before them 70 men of the ancients of the house of Israel. And in the midst of them stood Jazaniah the son of Shaphan, with every man his censer in his hand, and a thick cloud of incense. Then said he unto me, son of man, hast thou seen what the ancients of the house of Israel do in the dark, every man in the chambers of his imagery? For they say, the Lord seeth us not, the Lord hath forsaken the earth. He said also unto me, turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations that they do. Then he brought me to the door of the gate of the Lord's house, which was toward the north, and behold, there sat women weeping for Tammuz. And said he unto me, hast thou seen this, O son of man? Turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations than these. So the image of jealousy. That's what we see here. That provoketh to jealousy. The Vatican is full of images of jealousy. Images of sin. The abominable beast, remember? There's the phoenix. On all the walls. I had to try to zero out of that statue. Nasty. Somebody up there watching you wherever you go, kind of like that guy. Oh, whatever you do, kind of like that guy. Look at that. Isis Horus Set. I'll show you that in a minute here. Look. Egyptian. Now, what would Egyptian imagery be doing in Rome? Had you asked? Because that's Babylon. That's the seat of Babylon. That's what that is. What it is, it's the seat of Babylon. That's why they have the Egyptian imagery far above it all, high above it all, cross, the crown, the key. You see that Constantine and his Babylonian influences didn't change at all. Remember, this was a beautiful view, by the way. This is in the Vatican and out the window of the Vatican. It is absolutely beautiful place. You can see not an accident. Birds, crowns, the devils. Well, done on purpose. Accident. You have, Ezra. These same things I could show you, and I don't have time to get into it now or to go back and get those videos, but these same things, these, we found these same stone tablets at the British, at the British Museum. Same stone tablets of Nebuchadnezzar, of the Assyrians, of that, are the Babylonians, same thing. Tower of Babel. Britain had a lot of Tower of Babel, a lot of it. But the winged, you see this, you see the kind of the giants, right? That's a giant man. If he stood up, he would be a giant. That's how they, Isis Horus Set. Here you go, right in the Vatican, right here. That's who that is. That is Isis Horus Set, right there, the Vatican, right there for you to see. They say, oh, well, that's just artistic. No, it's the spirit that they have. The language that they speak. What they do. It's what they do. Spirit of Egypt, that's right, is the same spirit. Because it's Babylon. It's mystery Babylon the Great. It's the goddess worship. It's the three gods worship. Check this out. This is the god Osiris. Bull. See, that's the Apis bull right there. This is the god Osiris. This is their religion. Same as Freemasonry. This is what they believe. Oh, who might that be? Be the Queen of Heaven. The wings on the side. Would it be the Queen of Heaven? Yes. It's Dirty Diana of the Ephesians. It's the Queen of Heaven. It's the Madonna. See, they have to mimic and they have to copy. It's their Antichrist version of Mary. See, in Roman Catholicism, Mary is the mother of God. In biblical Christianity, Mary is the mother of Jesus Christ. Yes, Jesus is God in the flesh. But Jesus is the eternal Son of God. Because if there always was a father, if there was always a father, he must always have had a son. That's the way it works. He is the everlasting Father. By the way, a good book to read is by John Gill, is called The Eternal Sonship of Christ. I highly recommend you read that book. The Eternal Sonship of Christ is a very good book. Help you theologically that issue. Gill makes it very plain. There was one I started reading by Canadian fella, J.C. Philpott, and it wasn't as good as The Eternal Sonship of Christ by John Gill. Very good book. But I recommend that. That'll help get your understanding right. And, of course, they have a covenant with death. These people absolutely worship death. By the way, that you have to understand something. This is the slain and the risen Osiris. That's who the Roman Catholic Church worships. They do not worship God the Father. They worship the slain or Jesus Christ, as you would worship Jesus Christ in the Bible. The papacy worships the slain and risen Osiris. The reborn God. That's who they worship. They do not worship the biblical Christ, the biblical Father in heaven, and the biblical Holy Ghost. They do not. This is Isis, Horus, Set. It is Babylonian witchcraft. It is Babylonian. Worship. That's Osiris. That's Mary, Queen of Heaven. Again, you have the goddess worship. Again, you have the symbols, crown, the birds, the four-footed beasts. Right? Like Romans chapter 1 speaks of. That's what you have there. That's Egyptian worship. It goes right back to it. That's what it is. I thought this was interesting. These guys are well-armed men and trained men. You cannot go anywhere in the Vatican without having armed men in suits following you around or watching you. They have metal detectors to get into the Vatican. They watch. They have the best security in the world. They have trained G-men, which we call them in America, or Secret Service men, the SS. They have trained men in every single room. Yet they don't want the people of Europe to defend themselves with guns and weapons. They would take the weapons away from the British people, the Scottish people, the Irish people. But old El Papa gets his own armed security, G-force lockdown, outside military Italian military AR-15s. Armed security everywhere. Literally. Beautiful place, though. This is right outside on the grounds there. Very beautiful place. Pius IX, Pontifex Maximus. Let's look that up. See if I covered.
We're not even going to get into the phallic symbol today. And we're probably not going to get into the monument in St. Peter's. We're going to save that. The obelisk. We're not going to get into that today. Wait on that one. I'll do a special broadcast just on that. And use some of the other things.
Yeah, we won't get into that. Pontifex Maximus was the chief high priest of the College of Pontiffs in ancient Rome. This was the most important position in the ancient Roman religion, open only to patricians until 254 BC when the plebeian first occupied this post. Although, in fact, the most powerful office in the Roman priesthood, the Pontifex Maximus was officially ranked fifth in the ranking of the highest Roman priest, Ordo Sacerdotum. Behind the Rex Sacrum, a distinctly religious office under the early Roman Republic, it gradually became politicized until, beginning with Augustus, it was subsumed into the position of emperor in the Roman imperial period. Subsequent emperors were styled Pontifex Maximus well into the late antiquity, including Gratian. But during Gratian's reign, the phrase was replaced in imperial tutelature with the Latin phrase Pontifex Inclitus, honorable pontiff. The word pontifex and its derivative pontiff became terms used for Christian bishops, including the Bishop of Rome. The title Pontifex Maximus was applied to the Roman Catholic Church for the Pope, its chief bishop, and appears on buildings, monuments, and coins of popes of the Renaissance and modern times. Why is that important? Because it is pagan. It is heathen. And they assumed the Caesar's authority. You have to understand something. The Pope believes that he rules the Roman Empire, and that the Roman Empire is the entire world. He believes that he is Pontifex Maximus, he is Caesar, and that he rules not only the religious world, not only the spiritual realm, but the temporal realm. That he could depose kings. He can have them killed. That he rules the world. And the symbols in the Vatican say that. All of the symbols in the Vatican speak of that. Here is the Madonna. The Babylonian child, mother-son worship. Right there. This is Babylon. Mother Church. This is what they depict. They are the mother of harlot churches. They are right about that. Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. They are the mother church of all harlot churches. It's just that true and plain. And those symbols of conquering verify it. Beautiful view. Absolutely. We have here. Oh. Eyes. Nine? They hide everything in symbols. But they speak a plain language. If you know their language, if you know their symbols. I'm not a master of their symbols, thank God. I don't want to be. But you can see their language, what they speak. It's the language that they speak. Look at this room. It is unbelievable. Here's the pontiffs. Here you have the popes and the bishops. Here you have, oh, this was check this out. I want to talk about something. Look at, this is Dirty Diana right there. That's what that is. That is the goddess right there hovering over it all. It's creepy, man. It gives me the willies, man. Oh, that black statue is just, oh, demonic to the core, man. Sorry about the baby's butt. But you see their crowns and their keys everywhere. Little baby Cupid devil. Devil cherubim flying around everywhere, worshiping the mother goddess right there. Look, there she is. Look at him offering sacrifices to the queen of heaven. Look, here's the pontiff standing there looking at the queen of heaven, offering sacrifices to the queen of heaven. Right there in front for you to see. See what he's facing? See? Ugh, it just gives me the willies, man. Ugh. Ah, that's funny. My keyboard doesn't want to type now. Look at that. Children gather wood and the fathers kindle the fire and the women knead their dough to make cakes to the queen of heaven and to pour out drink offerings unto other gods. They may provoke me to anger. Do they provoke me to anger, saith the Lord? Do they not provoke themselves the confusion of their own faces? But we will certainly do whatsoever thing goeth forth out of our own mouth to burn incense unto the queen of heaven and to pour out drink offerings unto her as we have done. We and our fathers and our kings and our princes in the cities of Judah. What are they doing? That's what they're doing right here. See the smoke? At least it looks like smoke anyway. Maybe it's not. Sure looks like burning incense to the Queen of Heaven. Got his little serpent on the pole, Nehushtan, worshiping the serpent on the pole, which Hezekiah destroyed because of their wicked worship. Again, there's the keys. Oh, there she is, sitting at top, and look, with the dove over the top of her. See that dove, that false spirit, sitting over top of the Queen of Heaven? There she is, high above. Yuck. Ugh. Yucky. Yeah, that dove is all over the charismatic junk. You better believe it is. Hey, there's your phoenix right there. See it? Oh, look. And then nakedness, right? You gotta have the nakedness. They gotta have the naked babies and the naked statues and the naked stuff around. Why? Because that's their god. That's their abominations. See? They know full well what they put in here. They know full well what they're doing. Ugh. Ducky. Sorry, didn't know that was there. Looks like the high priest Aaron's garments there is what that looks like right there, but I'm not sure. Isn't it scary when they call themselves Pope Innocent? Ugh. They're always the nastiest people. Beautiful, though. Look at that view, though. Absolutely. St. Peter's Square, which we will not get to. We will cover when back, Lord willing. So much stuff here. So much. Again, everywhere you go, cross and the crown. So many images to cover. Which is fine, but it gives you an understanding. My main point of this was that you understand that this place is full of Antichrist language. The symbols are Antichrist language. No, that's not Jason Cooley. Thank God. This reminded me of Han Solo off of Empire Strikes Back or Return of the Jedi when he was caught in that. When they put him in that cryogenic thing, that's what it reminds me. Sorry. Here you go. Look at this. Here's the Christmas tree and the stars. This is right down there, right there. There's their evergreen Christmas tree, right? Worship. Look at this. We are going to run out of time. There's the dragon. That's a better picture of that dragon who gave him his seat, his power, and great authority. Two keys, the crown, the dragon in his heart. Right there. Oops. Yep, let's see. I was looking for one more picture. We'll go through these again. I trust that you won't be bored by them. Looking for specific picture. We're going to have to go through a lot of these again because there's other things that I'm going to bring out to you at that point. Well, I'm not sure where that is. Let me see if I can find it. I'm trying to find the all-seeing eye one, Carl. Where did I do it? Edit. This was a really creepy picture, too, by the way. Apparently... Hey. Okay, go ahead, Mary. Share that in the group, please. Get that. I want to show them that one. Because that one really kind of says it all. See the all-seeing eye right here? Right. You can see it right here. See the pyramid and the all-seeing eye on this Pope Gregory. What that does is it basically tells you exactly. Ah, thank you, Carl. There we go. So you see the all-seeing eye right here, Gregory, Pope Gregory XVI. And this image there. Now, what's that Babylonian image doing right there? Same reason why it's dollar bill is like, preacher, I don't quite understand something here. What's that pyramid doing in America? I mean, America and stuff. Like, why is that pyramid in America? And who in the world speaks Novus Ordo Seclorum in America? We don't talk about pyramids in America. We ain't got no pyramids here. We don't speak Latin in America. We don't even speak English in America. We speak American. Novus Ordo Seclorum, the New World Order. Yeah. Because they're all speaking the same language. Well, what are they waiting for?
They're waiting for the secret. What's the secret?
Him. They're waiting for him.
They are waiting.
No, I speak American. I don't speak English.
When you go to Britain and you listen to the British speak English. I speak American.
Here we have Novus Ordo Seclorum. We have the New World Order. We have the All-Seeing Eye. We have the Capstone. We have Pontifex Maximus. Pope with the Capstone. Even him.
I'm going to close.
Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things, and now you know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness and unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Praise the Lord, we have the gospel of Jesus Christ. I've been saved by the grace of Almighty God. You can be saved too by repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. It is faith alone in Christ Jesus that justifies a man before God. It is not penance, it is not works of righteousness which we have done. But according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. Reject the Antichrist work salvation of Roman Catholicism, the Masonic Order, and all of those things, and receive Christ as Lord and Savior, who is able to save your soul, who is able to change your life and make you a new creature. Jesus is the only way. He died for your sins according to the Scriptures. He was buried and he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. If you don't understand that, listen to this sermon. Show it to you right now. Get there. See. Here it is right here. And I can't believe how many people have listened to this. 600. Usually on sermons like that, they usually don't, that's on sermon audio. But praise the Lord. The simple truth about salvation from the Scriptures. If you don't know the gospel, listen to that. Please, listen to that. Watch it, listen to it, whatever. Gospel which is able to save your soul. Amen? God is well able to save your soul and forgive your sins. When you are saved, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This is the gospel that we preach. Death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's the only gospel that is able to save your soul. Now, I'll give you a chance to say hello before I get out of here. So, I am going to play a song. And then we'll get out of here. Thank you.
of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Break the mountain, fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. Here I raise my Ebenezer, hither by thy help I'm come, and my hope by thy good pleasure, safely to arrive at home. I am bound for the kingdom. Will you go to glory with me? Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh, to grace, how great a debtor, daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness, like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to thee. Seal it for thy courts above. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it for thy courts
above. Amen and amen. All right, everybody. God bless you. Good to see everybody on here. Brother Ross Duncan, Mr. Poet One is on here. Teresa Darrell's wife on here. Carl Winters, Leno Paul, Justin Money. Got all the money. Let's see. Teresa Darrell's wife. I think I talked about her. Michelle, good to have you on here. Hope you're doing well. And glad I got you through your cooking there with that. And Mrs. Rachel Bicey on here. And Rachel Marshall, Brother Joe, our time was too short, Brother Joe. You're going to have to come visit America and come stay with us for a while, man. We'd love to have you here and host you here sometime. Let's see, Brother Aaron Marshall on here. And I think I saw Andrea on here somewhere, too, earlier. I think she was on here. And Promise here, whatever his name is. Jason O'Brien on here. And let's see. Oh, there is Betty. Betty's on here. Let's see. So, of course, Mary. Good. So lots of people on here. I saw Jessica on here as well. And let's see. Yeah, so good crowd on here today. Would you please pray for us? We've got some expenses and things that need to be taken care of. Just a few things finished up with our trip and things. And then whatever else, just the normal expenses of everyday ministry and everything. Like, if you'd pray for us. And Becca's on here, too. But if you would pray for the Lord to bless us and meet our needs. If you'd like to be a part of that, you can PayPal us at salvationpreacher@gmail.com. Salvationpreacher@gmail.com. You can PayPal us there, or you could do Venmo, Apple Pay. You can do, Cash App. I do that too. And also, if you want to mail something, here's our address, 1030 South Highway 3, Northfield, Minnesota. Thank you much. Okay, and Mind My Biz, good to see you on here as well. Somebody asked me, Pastor, do you believe God turns people over to evil rulers when they don't listen to him? Yes, I believe that's possible. You know, whether it's individual like that or not, I don't know. But anyway, Terry, good to have you on here. And anyway, so you pray about that. Pray about what the Lord would have you do. If you'd like to, you know, find out ways. Pray for us, though. Pray for somebody else, for God to use somebody else to be a blessing. Well, God is well able to do that, by the way. He did. He answered all your prayers before for that, and he'll answer them again. But seek the Lord's face for us. Would you please lift us up to the Lord that God would provide and meet all those needs for everything. Praise the Lord. And more to come on all of these things as we continue on and get the truth out there to as many people as we possibly can as we try to witness and preach the gospel to many people out there in YouTube land. Okay? So anyway, God bless you all, and hope you're doing good. And I don't know if I might try to do something. I don't know if I'll have any time tomorrow or any time Wednesday, maybe. Maybe I can do like a truck talk Wednesday. I've got to take my wife to the, we've got to go do a sonogram on Wednesday. And then we have church. But maybe I'll have an hour between that. I could do a truck talk and kind of say goodbye to everybody for about a week and a half here. Vacation with my family and spend some time with them and all that stuff. So much needed time. I haven't had a breakaway for, it's been since November. Let's see, December, January, April. Yep, six. I usually try to go every 6 months to keep my brain, to thaw my brain, because it needs it sometimes. And the European trip was definitely working my brain. Oh, a blessing for sure, but also a challenge and a trial. So so I will try to do a truck talk. I will try to do that and all that good stuff. And try to, you know, kind of say goodbye to everybody as in a half year. Back at it again at the end of May and ready to go, Lord willing, by the grace of God, and ready to continue on and fight the good fight of faith and that good stuff. So definitely looking forward to that. Let's see. He asked, what group, Carl? Well, we have a chat group over on Facebook Instant Messenger that I keep track of. Some people keep track and follow along. To that, you know, all that good stuff. So anyway, so you pray for us. I appreciate it. God bless you all. You take care, and we'll be back. Lord willing, I'll do a truck talk here and just kind of do that before I take off on Thursday. All right, everybody. God bless you. Take care.